Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled, The Lover's Dilemma. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. The Allure of Desire. It began with a look. Natalia Carter's gaze was a weapon, sharp enough to cut through the hum of conversation at the rooftop bar. She locked eyes with Liam Brooks across the crowded space, her lips curling into a smile that promised mystery and excitement. It wasn't the first time she'd wielded her beauty to bend someone to her will, but Liam didn't know that. He saw only a woman who seemed to understand him in a way no one else had. Liam, a software engineer with a steady job and an unremarkable life, felt out of place among the city's glittering elite. His best friend, Ethan Cole, had invited him to the gathering, a networking event for ambitious entrepreneurs. Liam had tagged along reluctantly, nursing a whiskey sour and trying not to look as out of place as he felt. But then Natalia appeared. She floated across the room, her dress shimmering under the fairy lights. The air seemed to shift around her, every pair of eyes following her as if she were the only person in the world. When she stopped in front of Liam, he felt his heart thud in his chest like a drumbeat. "You look like you don't want to be here," she said, her voice low and smooth. Liam chuckled nervously. "Is it that obvious?" Natalia tilted her head, studying him. "Not obvious. Just honest. I like that." From that moment, Liam was hooked. Over the next few weeks, Natalia became the center of Liam's world. She was intoxicating, smart, funny, and impossibly alluring. She had a way of making him feel seen like he was the only person who mattered. They spent hours talking about everything and nothing, Natalia steering their conversations with an almost supernatural ease. But as Natalia drew closer, Liam noticed a subtle shift in the dynamic between him and Ethan. "Are you sure about her?" Ethan asked one evening as they shared a beer at his apartment. Liam frowned. "What's that supposed to mean?" Ethan hesitated, swirling the amber liquid in his glass. "She just seems intense. People like that usually have an agenda." Liam laughed, but the sound was hollow. "You don't even know her." "And neither do you," Ethan countered gently. The words lingered in Liam's mind long after he left Ethan's place. He didn't want to admit it, but Ethan's comment planted a seed of doubt. Natalia was perfect, too perfect. Her effortless charm, her captivating stories about her world travels and career as an art dealer, felt almost rehearsed. Still, Liam dismissed the thought. He was falling for her, and nothing Ethan said could change that. The first crack appeared a week later. Natalia and Liam were sitting on the balcony of her high-rise apartment, the city lights twinkling like stars below. She was curled up against him, her head resting on his shoulder. "Liam," she murmured, her voice soft, "can I ask you something?"
"Anything."
"Do you trust Ethan?" The question caught him off guard.
"Course I do.
He's my best friend." Natalia pulled away slightly, her eyes searching his face. "I'm not saying you shouldn't, but people aren't always who they seem to be. You know that, right?" Liam frowned. "What are you getting at?" Natalia sighed, her expression heavy with what looked like genuine concern. "It's just, I've seen him around town with some questionable people. I didn't want to say anything, but I thought you should know." Her words hit Liam like a punch to the gut.
"Ethan, questionable people. Didn't make sense."
Ethan was one of the most upstanding people he knew. Loyal, hardworking, and honest to a fault.
"Are you sure?" he asked, his voice shaky.
Natalia nodded solemnly. "I wouldn't bring it up if I wasn't. I just want to protect you, Liam. You're too good to get hurt." That night, doubt began to take root in Liam's mind. He tried to shake it off, reminding himself of the years of friendship he'd shared with Ethan. But Natalia's words echoed in his head, gnawing at the edges of his trust. The next time he saw Ethan,
He found himself scrutinizing his every word and action. Was there something he'd missed? Some sign that Ethan wasn't the man he thought he was? Natalia, meanwhile, continued to weave her web. She never outright accused Ethan of anything, but her subtle hints and knowing glances were enough to stoke the fire of Liam's suspicion. "You deserve someone who's 100% in your corner," she whispered one evening as they lay in bed. "Someone who would never betray you." Liam wanted to believe her. He needed to believe her. But deep down, a small voice whispered that he was being drawn into something he didn't fully understand. Something dangerous. Chapter 2, The Web of Lies. The whispers began to feel like screams. Liam's mind was a battleground. Every memory of his friendship with Ethan was now tinged with doubt, warped by Natalia's subtle insinuations. Ethan had always been the steady hand in Liam's chaotic life, the one person who had his back no matter what. But now, every laugh, every shared secret, every moment of camaraderie felt fragile, as though it could shatter under the weight of Natalia's warnings. Natalia, of course, was always there to comfort him, her words sweet and soothing, her presence like a drug he couldn't quit. "I don't want to come between you and your friend," she said one evening as they shared a bottle of wine in her dimly lit apartment. "But I've seen too much to stay quiet." "What have you seen, Natalia?" Liam pressed, his frustration bubbling to the surface. "If you have something concrete, just tell me." She hesitated, as though wrestling with herself. "I don't know if I should. You might think I'm trying to stir things up." Liam grabbed her hand, his voice firm. "I trust you. Just tell me." Natalia exhaled slowly, as if bracing herself. "There's someone I know, someone who used to work with Ethan. They told me he's been involved in some shady deals. I didn't want to believe it, but then I started noticing things. Like how he's always secretive about certain calls or how he suddenly came into money a few years ago." Liam's chest tightened. "Who told you this?" "I can't say," she whispered, looking away. "They begged me not to involve them. But I thought you should know." The doubts began to fester. Liam couldn't shake Natalia's words. He found himself replaying moments in his mind, searching for signs he'd missed. He thought about the time Ethan had cancelled plans at the last minute without explanation, or the luxury car he'd bought after landing a major deal. At the time, Liam had chalked it up to Ethan's hard work paying off. Now he wasn't so sure. The turning point came a week later when Natalia dropped another bombshell. "Did Ethan ever tell you about his deal with Horizon Ventures?" she asked casually over dinner. Liam blinked. "Horizon Ventures? No, why?" Natalia sipped her wine, her eyes never leaving his. "I overheard something about it at a gallery opening. Apparently, the deal wasn't entirely legal." Liam's fork froze halfway to his mouth. "What do you mean?" She leaned in, her voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. "I don't know all the details, but from what I've heard, it involved insider trading." "If that's true," she trailed off, letting the implication hang in the air. Liam's stomach churned. Insider trading. Ethan. Seemed impossible. But Natalia's words were like a splinter in his mind. Impossible to ignore. The first confrontation. Liam decided to test the waters. He didn't want to accuse Ethan outright, so he approached the topic cautiously during their next hangout. "Hey," he said, trying to sound casual, "I was talking to someone about Horizon Ventures the other day. Didn't you work with them on a deal?" Ethan glanced up from his beer. His expression neutral. "Yeah, a while back." "Why?" "Just curious," Liam said quickly. "What was the deal about?" Ethan's gaze sharpened, and for a split second, Liam thought he saw something flicker in his friend's eyes. Nervousness? Guilt? "Nothing major," Ethan said with a shrug. "Just a standard investment partnership." "Why are you asking?" Liam hesitated, unsure how much to reveal. "No reason. Just heard the name come up and remembered you mentioning it." Ethan nodded slowly, but the air between them felt different. Tenser, heavier. Natalia's grip tightened. "Did he seem defensive?" she asked later that night, her voice soft but insistent. Liam nodded, the memory of Ethan's guarded expression replaying in his mind. That's because he's hiding something, Natalia said, her tone resolute. People don't act like that unless they have something to hide. Liam wanted to argue, but deep down, he couldn't shake the feeling that she was right. Over the next few days, Natalia's whispers became louder, more direct. She started feeding Liam fragments of information. Anonymous tips, cryptic text messages she claimed were from Herve's source, and stories about Ethan's supposed double life. "He's not who you think he is, Liam," she said one night, her voice trembling with feigned sincerity. "I just don't want you to get hurt." The lies begin to take shape. Driven by a mix of doubt and desperation, Liam started digging into Ethan's past. He searched for inconsistencies, asked leading questions, and even snooped through Ethan's social media profiles, looking for anything that might confirm Natalia's claims. The cracks Natalia had planted widened with every discovery, no matter how minor. A late-night phone call Ethan didn't explain. A vague answer about his new car. A deleted photo from a business trip. Natalia was always there to fan the flames, her voice a constant presence in Liam's ear. "You deserve to know the truth," she said one evening, her hand resting on his. "Don't let him fool you." The chapter ends with a chilling revelation. Late one night, Liam receives an email from an anonymous sender. The subject line reads, "The truth about Ethan." He opens it to find a series of documents attached. Emails, financial records, and photos that appear to implicate Ethan in a web of corruption. His heart pounds as he scrolls through the files, each one a dagger to his trust. As the chapter closes, Liam sits alone in the dark, the weight of betrayal pressing down on him. He can't shake the feeling that his world is about to collapse, and that Natalia might be the only one who can save him. Chapter 3. The Proposal. Liam couldn't sleep. The anonymous email haunted him, its damning contents replaying in his mind. Every financial record, every cryptic message, each piece felt like a nail in the coffin of his friendship with Ethan. The man who had been his rock now seemed like a stranger cloaked in secrets. Natalia's voice echoed in his head. "You deserve to know the truth." But the truth was suffocating. By the time dawn broke, Liam was desperate for clarity. He called Natalia, his voice shaking. "Can I come over?" Natalia's apartment was a sanctuary of calm chaos. The sun streamed through the floor-to-ceiling windows, casting golden light over the abstract paintings and eclectic furniture. Natalia was waiting for him, her expression a perfect balance of concern and reassurance. "Liam," she said softly, pulling him into an embrace. "You look terrible." He sank onto the couch, running his hands through his hair. "I don't know what to do. That email. If it's true, Ethan's been lying to me for years." Natalia sat beside him, her hand resting lightly on his knee. "I know this is hard, but maybe it's time to accept that Ethan isn't the person you thought he was." Liam looked at her, his eyes pleading. "But why? Why would he do this? What does he gain?" Natalia hesitated, as if weighing her words carefully. "Sometimes people like Ethan think they're untouchable. They believe they can manipulate everyone around them and get away with it. Maybe he thought you'd never find out." Liam's fists clenched. The idea of Ethan using him, lying to him, felt like a betrayal so deep it made his chest ache. "I can't just ignore this," he said finally. "I need to confront him." Natalia's grip on his knee tightened. "Liam, wait. Confronting him might not be the best move. If he really is involved in something illegal, he could retaliate. People like that, they don't go down without a fight." "What am I supposed to do then?" he asked, his voice rising in frustration. Natalia leaned closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. "You have to protect yourself. And the only way to do that is to get ahead of him." Her words were like a key unlocking a dangerous door. Over the next hour, Natalia laid out her plan. "It was simple," she said. "Elegant. All you have to do is give me access to his files," she explained, her tone calm and measured. "I can forward them to someone I know, a journalist who's been looking into corruption in his industry. They'll take it from there. You won't have to be involved." Liam stared at her, his mind reeling. You're asking me to betray him. Natalia placed a hand on his cheek. Her eyes filled with something that looked like love. I'm asking you to do the right thing. Ethan has been lying to you, using you. You deserve better, Liam. This isn't betrayal, it's justice. But what if he finds out it was me? He won't, Natalia assured him. I'll make sure of it. Liam's thoughts swirled in a chaotic storm. The idea of turning against Ethan made his stomach churn, but Natalia's logic was impossible to ignore. If Ethan truly was corrupt, if he'd been lying all this time, didn't he deserve to face the consequences? I need time to think, Liam said finally. His voice barely above a whisper. Natalia nodded, her hand slipping from his cheek. Course. Just remember, the longer you wait, the more damage he can do. To you, to others. The cracks in Liam's resolve deepened over the next few days. Every interaction with Ethan felt like a test. Liam scrutinized his friend's every word, every gesture, searching for signs of guilt. But Ethan was as affable as ever, joking about work and inviting Liam to a weekend poker game as if nothing had changed. Liam felt like he was suffocating under the weight of his indecision. Natalia, ever patient, continued to stoke the flames. You're not just protecting yourself, she reminded him during one of their late-night conversations. You're protecting everyone Ethan's hurt, and everyone he could hurt in the future. Her words painted Ethan as a villain in a story Liam hadn't realized he was part of. The tipping point came at the poker game. Ethan hosted it in his sleek downtown loft, a space that radiated success. The group was small, just Ethan, Liam, and a few mutual friends, but the atmosphere was charged. As the game progressed, Ethan's phone buzzed repeatedly with messages he didn't bother to explain. His laughter felt too loud, his confidence too practiced. At one point, Ethan leaned over to Liam and clapped him on the back. You okay, man? You've been quiet all night. Liam forced a smile. Just tired. But inside, anger bubbled to the surface. Every joke, every casual remark from Ethan felt like an insult, a reminder of how much he'd hidden from Liam. By the time Liam left, his mind was made up. That night, he called Natalia. I'll do it, he said, his voice shaking. Natalia didn't sound surprised. You're doing the right thing, Liam. I promise you. What do you need from me? Just access to his files, she said. I'll take care of the rest. You don't have to worry about a thing. Liam closed his eyes, guilt and relief warring within him. Okay. The chapter ends with Liam standing on the precipice of betrayal. He sits in his car outside Ethan's loft, the keys to Ethan's success and his downfall, stored on a flash drive in Liam's pocket. As he steps out of the car, the night feels colder, darker. The weight of what he's about to do presses down on him, but Natalia's words echo in his mind. This isn't betrayal, it's justice. Liam steels himself and heads for the building, unaware that the web Natalia has woven is far more intricate and dangerous than he could ever imagine. Chapter 4. The Execution. The elevator ride felt like an eternity. Liam stood rigid, clutching the flash drive in his pocket. Each floor the elevator ascended brought him closer to an act he could never take back. His mind swirled with memories of Ethan, their inside jokes, their shared struggles, the unwavering trust they'd built over the years. And yet, Natalia's voice lingered like a ghost in his ears. You're not betraying him. You're protecting yourself. The elevator dinged, and the doors slid open to reveal Ethan's loft. The space was bathed in warm light, as inviting as ever. But to Liam, it felt suffocating, a stage set for the betrayal he was about to commit. He took a deep breath, stepped inside, and got to work. The first breach. Liam knew Ethan's routines like the back of his hand. Ethan always left his laptop unlocked when he wasn't home, trusting Liam implicitly. Tonight was no exception. The computer hummed on the sleek glass desk, its screen illuminating the room with a faint glow. Liam hesitated, his hand hovering over the trackpad. This was it, the moment he crossed the line. He plugged in the flash drive and opened the folder Natalia had instructed him to find. It was labeled innocuously, Horizon reports. Inside, dozens of files sat like landmines, waiting to explode Ethan's career and reputation. As Liam copied the files, he couldn't shake the gnawing guilt in his chest. Ethan's face flashed in his mind. His easy smile and warm laugh a stark contrast to the betrayal unfolding at his own desk. Close call. Just as the progress bar reached 70%, the sound of footsteps echoed in the hallway. Liam's heart lurched into his throat. Ethan wasn't supposed to be home yet. He yanked the flash drive out and slammed the laptop shut, scrambling to hide in the shadows of the loft. The door creaked open, and Ethan's voice filled the space. Liam, you here? Liam froze, his breath shallow. He prayed Ethan wouldn't notice the faint glow of the laptop or the slight misalignment of the chair. After a tense moment, Ethan shrugged and walked to the kitchen, muttering to himself about forgetting his wallet. Liam waited, every nerve in his body on edge, until the door closed behind Ethan once more. He exhaled shakily, his hands trembling as he completed the transfer. When the files were safely on the drive, he slipped out of the loft, his pulse racing. The delivery. Natalia was waiting for him at her apartment, her expression calm but expectant. "Did you get it?" she asked, her voice smooth and steady. Liam handed her the flash drive, unable to meet her eyes. "It's all there." Natalia smiled, a look of satisfaction crossing her face. "You did the right thing, Liam. I'm proud of you." He didn't feel proud. He felt sick. "What happens now?" he asked, his voice hollow. "I'll send this to my contact," she said, tucking the drive into her purse. "They'll take care of the rest. You don't have to worry." Liam nodded numbly, but the weight of what he'd done pressed down on him like a boulder. The fallout begins. 2 days later, the news broke. A major financial scandal involving Horizon Ventures was splashed across every headline, with Ethan Cole's name prominently featured. The details were damning: insider trading, fraudulent contracts, and offshore accounts. Liam watched the coverage in stunned silence, his stomach churning. Reporters dissected Ethan's every move, painting him as a calculated criminal. Liam's phone buzzed incessantly with messages from mutual friends, all asking the same question: "Did you know about this?" He didn't respond. What could he say? Ethan, meanwhile, had gone silent. The man who was once a constant presence in Liam's life now felt like a ghost, unreachable and distant. The first cracks in Natalia's story. That evening, Natalia called Liam over to celebrate. She poured them glasses of wine, her mood jubilant. "To justice," she said, raising her glass. Liam barely managed a sip. "Are you sure this was the right thing to do?" he asked, his voice low. Natalia's smile faltered for a moment before she recovered. "Course it was. Ethan made his choices, Liam. He knew what he was doing." But something about her tone felt off. For the first time, Liam noticed the sharpness in her eyes, the faint edge to her smile. "Who is this contact of yours, anyway?" he asked cautiously. Natalia waved the question away. "Just someone who hates corruption as much as I do. You don't need to worry about the details." But Liam was worried. Something about the way Natalia spoke made his stomach twist. Ethan reaches out. 3 days after the story broke, Liam received an unexpected call from Ethan. "Liam," Ethan said, his voice heavy with exhaustion. "We need to talk." Liam's heart raced. "Ethan, I..." "Not over the phone," Ethan interrupted. "Meet me at the coffee shop near my place. Tonight." Before Liam could respond, Ethan hung up. The confrontation. That evening, Liam walked into the coffee shop with a sense of dread. Ethan was already there, sitting in a corner booth with a cup of coffee in front of him. He looked different, worn down, his usual confidence replaced with a quiet intensity. "Thanks for coming," Ethan said as Liam sat down. Liam nodded, his throat dry. "I know what it looks like," Ethan began, his voice steady. "But I swear to you, Liam, I'm not guilty. Someone's setting me up." Liam's stomach churned. "What do you mean?" Ethan leaned in, his eyes searching Liam's face. Think about it. Why now? Why would this come out all of a sudden? And why would it be so perfectly timed to destroy everything I've worked for? Liam felt a cold sweat break out on his forehead. I don't know, Ethan. Maybe. Maybe it's just the truth coming to light. Ethan's gaze hardened. You don't believe that. You know me, Liam. You know I wouldn't do something like this. Liam wanted to believe him. But Natalia's voice was still there, whispering in his mind. People like Ethan think they can manipulate everyone and get away with it. The chapter ends with Liam torn between two worlds. As Ethan lays out his case, Liam begins to see cracks in Natalia's narrative. But the fear of confronting her, and the consequences of his betrayal, keeps him silent. For now. Chapter 5: The Fallout. The betrayal sank its claws deeper into Liam's soul. Days after Ethan's name was plastered across the headlines, the world seemed to turn against him. Once a rising star in the business world, Ethan had become a pariah overnight. Former colleagues distanced themselves, clients abandoned him, and social media buzzed with accusations, memes, and scornful commentary. Liam watched it all unfold with a growing sense of dread. He told himself he was helping to expose the truth, but the weight of Ethan's ruined life was suffocating. He hadn't spoken to Natalia since their toast to justice. Something about her triumphant demeanor had unsettled him. Her satisfaction too complete, her joy too calculated. And Ethan's words, "Someone's setting me up," echoed in his mind like a haunting refrain. Ethan's desperation. One evening, Liam's phone buzzed with a text from Ethan. "I need your help. Come over." Liam stared at the message, his heart pounding. His instincts screamed at him to ignore it, but guilt drove him to reply. "Be there in 20. Ethan's apartment was in disarray when Liam arrived. Papers were scattered across the floor, coffee mugs piled in the sink, and Ethan himself looked like a shadow of the man Liam once knew. "Thanks for coming," Ethan said, his voice hoarse. "What's going on?" Liam asked, his eyes scanning the mess. Ethan handed him a stack of documents. "I've been digging through everything, emails, contracts, financial records, and I found something. Whoever set me up, they're good. But there are inconsistencies in the evidence." Liam's stomach churned as he flipped through the papers. He recognized some of the documents from the anonymous email Natalia had shown him. "What kind of inconsistencies?" he asked, his voice tight. Ethan pointed to a highlighted section. "Look at this timestamp. It says the email was sent 2 months ago, but the account it was supposedly sent from wasn't even created until last month." Liam's heart sank. "And here," Ethan continued, pulling up another document on his laptop. "This financial record shows a transaction from my account, but the account number doesn't match mine. It's close, just a few digits off, but not mine." The room spun around Liam as the implications hit him like a freight train. "Someone's framing you," he whispered. Ethan nodded. "Exactly. And I think I know who." Natalia's name surfaces. Ethan's voice turned cold as he spoke. "There's a woman, Natalia Carter. She's been poking around my business dealings for months. She approached me at a gallery opening a while back, asking questions about Horizon Ventures. I thought she was just networking, but now I think she had other motives." Liam's chest tightened. "What makes you think it's her?" Ethan fixed him with a piercing stare. "Because every piece of fabricated evidence points back to things I mentioned in passing during our conversation. She knows too much. And I can't shake the feeling she's connected to whoever sent that email to the press." Liam's palms grew clammy. He forced himself to stay calm. "You think Natalia's behind this?" Ethan nodded. "It's more than a hunch. I'm trying to trace her connections, but she's good at covering her tracks. Doubt takes root." Liam left Ethan's apartment that night in a daze. His mind racing. Could Natalia have orchestrated the entire setup? And if so, why? The pieces began to shift in his mind, forming a picture he didn't want to see. Natalia had always been vague about her past, her motivations. She'd been the one to plant doubts about Ethan, the one to push him toward betrayal. And yet, Liam couldn't bring himself to confront her. A chilling encounter. The next evening, Natalia invited Liam over for dinner. Her apartment was as pristine as ever, the table set with candles and wine glasses. "You've been quiet," Natalia said as they ate. "Is everything okay?" Liam hesitated, his fork hovering over his plate. "I saw Ethan yesterday." Natalia's expression didn't waver, but Liam noticed a flicker of something in her eyes. Something cold.
"Oh.
And how's he holding up?" "Not great," Liam admitted. "He's convinced someone's framing him." Natalia leaned back in her chair, sipping her wine. "That's what people like him do when they're caught. They play the victim." "He mentioned you," Liam said carefully. The air between them grew tense. Natalia's smile didn't falter, but it felt strained.
"Me?
Why would he mention me?" "He said you approached him about Horizon Ventures." Natalia set her glass down slowly. "I was at that gallery opening, yes. But I barely spoke to him." "He's grasping at straws, Liam. Don't let him drag you into his mess." Liam wanted to believe her, but doubt gnawed at him. Natalia's calm demeanor felt too perfect, her explanations too rehearsed. The seed of rebellion. That night, Liam couldn't sleep. He replayed every conversation with Natalia, every moment where she'd nudged him closer to betraying Ethan. Her words had always seemed so logical, so caring. But now they felt calculated. He decided to do something he never thought he'd do. Investigate Natalia. Using her laptop's IP address, he tracked her digital footprint, piecing together fragments of her online activity. What he found left him breathless. Emails sent from encrypted accounts, alluding to financial setups. Connections to individuals Ethan had mentioned as competitors. And a trail leading to the anonymous email that had started the entire scandal. Natalia wasn't just involved. She was the architect of the entire operation. The chapter ends with Liam's resolve hardening. As Liam stares at the evidence on his screen, anger and betrayal boil within him. Natalia had manipulated him, used him to destroy Ethan, and woven a web of lies that had ensnared them all. He knows he must confront her, but the thought terrifies him. Natalia isn't just a liar. She's a predator. And Liam is caught in her web. Chapter 6. The Revelation. The truth stared Liam in the face. Natalia Carter wasn't who she claimed to be. The evidence Liam had uncovered painted a chilling picture of a woman who used charm and deceit as weapons. She had orchestrated the takedown of Ethan Cole with surgical precision, manipulating everyone, including Liam, to achieve her mysterious agenda. But why? That question gnawed at him as he paced his apartment, the weight of his discovery pressing down on his chest. He thought about calling Ethan, confessing everything, but fear held him back. Natalia wasn't just manipulative, she was dangerous. If she could destroy Ethan, what could she do to him? Yet, staying silent wasn't an option. The confrontation begins. Liam arrived at Natalia's apartment unannounced, his heart pounding as he knocked on the door. She opened it with her usual grace, her lips curving into a smile. "Liam, this is a surprise. We need to talk," he said, his voice tight. Natalia stepped aside, her eyes narrowing slightly as she gestured for him to enter. "Course. What's going on?" Liam didn't sit. He stood in the center of her living room, his fists clenched at his sides. "I know what you've been doing." Her smile faltered, but only for a moment. "I don't know what you're talking about. Stop lying," Liam snapped, his voice echoing in the room. "I found the emails, the transactions. You set Ethan up. You used me to ruin him." Natalia's expression shifted, her mask of innocence slipping to reveal something colder, sharper. "Careful, Liam," she said softly. "You're making accusations you can't prove." "I can prove it," Liam said, stepping closer. "I traced the email that started the scandal. Came from an encrypted account connected to you. And those anonymous tips you kept feeding me. They're part of the same trail." For a moment, The room was silent except for the distant hum of the city outside. Then Natalia laughed, a low, chilling sound that sent a shiver down Liam's spine. "You've been busy," she said, her tone almost admiring. "I underestimated you." Natalia's confession. "Why, Natalia?" Liam demanded. "What did Ethan ever do to you?" Her eyes darkened, and for the first time, Liam saw a flicker of raw emotion beneath her calculated exterior. "It's not about Ethan," she said, her voice cold. "It's about his father." Liam frowned, confusion etched on his face. "His father? Frank Cole," Natalia said, the name dripping with venom. "He destroyed my family. Years ago, he orchestrated a hostile takeover of my father's company. Left us with nothing. My father drank himself to death trying to rebuild his life, and my mother. Well, let's just say she didn't survive the fallout." Liam stared at her, stunned. "And you think Ethan deserves to pay for what his father did?" Natalia's lips curled into a bitter smile. "He's living off the empire his father built on the ruins of others. He's just as guilty. And now he's paying for it." Liam fights back. "You're insane," Liam said, shaking his head. "Ethan had nothing to do with that. He was a kid when it happened. Does it matter?" Natalia shot back, her voice rising. "He's reaping the benefits of his father's crimes. Someone had to make him pay." Liam's anger boiled over. "So you used me to do your dirty work. You lied to me, manipulated me into betraying my best friend. And for what? Revenge. You think this makes you better than him?" Natalia's gaze hardened. "Don't play the victim, Liam. You wanted to believe the worst about Ethan. I just gave you the push you needed." Her words cut deep, and Liam felt the weight of his guilt crushing him. But he refused to let her twist the narrative any further. "I'm done," he said, his voice shaking but firm. "I'm going to Ethan. I'm telling him everything." Natalia's eyes narrowed, and a dangerous smile spread across her face. "Do you think that will fix anything? You think Ethan will forgive you after what you've done? After what you helped me do?" Liam faltered, her words striking a chord of fear. But he pushed past it. "Maybe he won't. But at least I'll know I tried to make things right." Natalia's retaliation. As Liam turned to leave, Natalia's voice stopped him cold. "If you walk out that door, I'll destroy you too." He froze, his hand on the doorknob. "What are you talking about?" "I have everything I need to ruin you, Liam," she said, her tone calm and deadly. "Emails, recordings, bank transfers. All of it leads back to you. If you go to Ethan, I'll make sure you go down with him." Liam turned to face her, his eyes blazing. "You'd really do that?" Natalia's smile was chilling. "Try me." For a moment, Liam considered backing down. The thought of his life unraveling the way Ethan's had was terrifying. But then he thought about Ethan, about the friendship he had betrayed and the man who had always been there for him. "I'm not afraid of you," he said finally. "Do whatever you want. I'm done being your pawn." The chapter ends with Liam's resolve. Liam walked out of Natalia's apartment, his heart pounding but his mind clear. He knew the road ahead wouldn't be easy, but for the first time in weeks, he felt a sense of purpose. Natalia's web of lies was starting to unravel, and Liam was determined to help Ethan rebuild what she had destroyed, even if it meant sacrificing everything. Chapter 7: The Showdown. Liam couldn't stop shaking. Walking out of Natalia's apartment had been the hardest thing he'd ever done. Her threats echoed in his mind, each one a knife twisting deeper into his fear. But fear wasn't enough to stop him now. He owed Ethan the truth. As he stood outside Ethan's loft, he hesitated, his fist hovering over the door. What if Ethan refused to forgive him? What if Natalia followed through on her threats? Liam swallowed hard and knocked. Ethan's reaction. Ethan opened the door, his face pale and drawn. He looked like he hadn't slept in days. "Liam," he said, his voice wary. "What are you doing here?" "We need to talk," Liam said, his throat dry. Ethan hesitated for a moment before stepping aside. "Come in." Liam entered the loft, the tension between them thick enough to cut with a knife. "What's this about?" Ethan asked, crossing his arms. Liam took a deep breath, his heart pounding. "It's about Natalia. And the truth about what's been happening to you." Ethan's brow furrowed. "What are you talking about?" Liam's voice cracked. "I betrayed you, Ethan. Natalia manipulated me into helping her set you up. The confession." Liam poured out the entire story, from Natalia's first whispers of doubt to the anonymous email, the stolen files, and her chilling confession about her vendetta against Ethan's father. His voice trembled as he spoke, the weight of his guilt suffocating him. When he finished, Ethan was silent, his expression unreadable. "I didn't know," Liam said, his voice breaking. "I didn't know what she was really doing. I thought I was doing the right thing." Ethan stared at him for a long moment before shaking his head. "You thought destroying me was the right thing. Liam, we've been friends for years. How could you believe her over me?" "I don't know," Liam shouted, tears streaming down his face. "I was stupid and I was scared and I let her get inside my head. I'm sorry, Ethan. I'm so sorry." Ethan's jaw clenched, and for a moment, Liam thought he might throw him out. But then Ethan sighed, running a hand through his hair. "Do you have proof?" he asked quietly. Liam nodded. "Yes, I found emails, financial trails, everything Natalia used to frame you. I'll show you. The alliance forms." Over the next few hours, Liam and Ethan worked together to piece together the evidence. With Liam's discoveries and Ethan's insights, they began to see the full scope of Natalia's scheme. "She's been playing a long game," Ethan said, his voice laced with anger. "This wasn't just about me. She wanted to destroy my father's legacy, and I was collateral damage. But why involve me?" Liam asked, his hands trembling as he sifted through the files. Ethan looked at him, his expression softening slightly. "Because you're loyal. She knew if she could turn you against me, it would hurt me more than anything else." Liam's stomach churned. Natalia had used his greatest strength, his loyalty, and turned it into a weapon. The counterattack begins. By dawn, they had a plan. Using the evidence Liam had uncovered, they would expose Natalia's actions to the authorities and the media. It was risky, but it was their best shot at clearing Ethan's name and stopping Natalia for good. "We need to be careful," Ethan warned. "Natalia won't go down without a fight. She'll try to discredit us, maybe even frame us for something worse." Liam nodded, his jaw set. "I'm ready." Ethan studied him for a moment before offering a small, weary smile. "For what it's worth, Liam. Believe you're sorry. And I appreciate you coming clean." Liam felt a flicker of hope. It wasn't forgiveness, but it was a start. Natalia strikes back. Their plan was set into motion quickly. Ethan reached out to a trusted journalist, providing them with the evidence. But Natalia wasn't idle. The morning after their meeting, Liam's phone buzzed with a message from an unknown number. "You shouldn't have crossed me." That same day, a story broke implicating Liam in the scandal. The article painted him as a willing accomplice, highlighting fabricated emails and falsified financial records that made him look complicit in the very crimes Ethan had been accused of. Liam's stomach dropped as he read the article, his face pale. "She's trying to destroy me," he said, his voice shaking. Ethan clenched his fists. "We knew she'd fight back. But we have the truth on our side. Stick to the plan." The final confrontation. That evening, Natalia called Liam, her voice icy. "You should have stayed quiet," she said. "Now you've forced my hand." "I know everything, Natalia," Liam said, his voice steady despite his fear. "I know about the emails, the setups, everything you did to Ethan." "And what do you think you're going to do with that information?" she asked, her tone mocking. "Expose you," Liam said simply. Natalia laughed, a sound devoid of warmth. "You think anyone will believe you? After the story I just leaked, you'll be lucky if you're not in jail by the end of the week." "You're right," Liam said. "They might not believe me. But they'll believe Ethan. And together, We're going to make sure everyone knows the truth about you. Natalia's voice turned sharp. You'll regret this, Liam. Not as much as I regret ever trusting you, he said, hanging up. The chapter ends with a storm brewing. Natalia's retaliation has escalated the stakes, but Liam and Ethan are united in their resolve. The stage is set for a high-stakes battle of wits, manipulation, and survival, as Natalia's carefully constructed web of lies begins to unravel. Chapter 8. The Reckoning. Natalia Carter had built her empire on lies. But now, the carefully constructed web she had spun was unraveling. The evidence Liam and Ethan had gathered was airtight, and Natalia's threats no longer held the power they once did. Yet, she wasn't going to go down without a fight. Liam and Ethan knew this. They were prepared for it. As the first rays of dawn spilled through the city, they finalized their plan. The journalist Ethan had contacted was ready to break the story. Natalia's connections in the media wouldn't save her this time. Not with the hard evidence that was about to go public. She'll come for us, Ethan said, his voice calm but resolute. Liam nodded, his jaw set. Let her. I'm done being afraid. Natalia's last play. Hours before the story was set to go live, Natalia made her move. Liam received another call from her. This time, her tone was eerily calm. You've made your choice, Liam, she said. But you should know that choices have consequences. What are you talking about? Liam asked, his grip tightening on the phone. You'll see soon enough, Natalia replied before hanging up. Moments later, Ethan called, his voice urgent. She's leaked something, something big. Liam quickly opened his laptop, his stomach dropping as he saw the headlines. Natalia had released doctored documents implicating both him and Ethan in a money laundering scheme. The timing was deliberate, designed to undermine the story they were about to release. She's trying to discredit us, Ethan said. But we can still fight this. How? Liam asked, panic creeping into his voice. She's controlling the narrative again. Ethan's eyes burned with determination. We stick to the truth. We have the evidence. It's time to take her down. The public unravels Natalia's lies. When the journalist's story went live, it was a bombshell. The article meticulously detailed Natalia's manipulation, her vendetta against Ethan's family, and the intricate scheme she had orchestrated. The journalist included damning evidence, email trails, financial records, and even testimony from a former associate of Natalia who had been coerced into aiding her plans. Social media exploded with reactions. Public opinion began to shift as people dissected the evidence, poking holes in Natalia's counterattack. She's a fraud, one tweet read. Using other people to settle a personal score. Pathetic. For the first time, Natalia's name wasn't untouchable. The final confrontation. But Natalia wasn't finished. That night, she showed up at Liam's apartment. He opened the door to find her standing there, her once perfect composure shattered. Her makeup was smudged, her hair disheveled, and her eyes burned with desperation. Liam, she said, her voice a mixture of pleading and fury. We can fix this. You don't have to go down with him. Liam stared at her. His anger simmering just beneath the surface. You don't get it, do you? This isn't about me or Ethan anymore. It's about the truth. And it's over, Natalia. Natalia stepped closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. You think you've won. You think Ethan will forgive you after what you did. You're nothing, Liam. Just a pawn. Maybe I was, Liam said, his voice steady. But I'm not anymore. Natalia's expression hardened. You'll regret this. Liam stepped back, his hand on the door. Not as much as you will. He closed the door, locking it behind him. The collapse of Natalia Carter. The fallout was swift. With her lies exposed and her reputation in ruins, Natalia's allies abandoned her one by one. The authorities launched an investigation into her activities, uncovering even more skeletons in her closet. Within days, Natalia was arrested on charges of fraud, defamation, and conspiracy. The woman who had once been untouchable was now at the mercy of the system she had manipulated for so long. Ethan and Liam's fragile reconciliation. In the aftermath, Liam and Ethan met one final time. The tension between them was palpable, but there was also a sense of closure. "I don't expect you to forgive me," Liam said quietly. "But I want you to know I'm sorry. For everything." Ethan studied him for a long moment before nodding. "You made a mistake. Big one. But you also helped make it right. That counts for something. It wasn't a full reconciliation, but it was a start." A final note. As Liam walked away from that meeting, he felt a strange sense of peace. He had lost a lot. His friendship with Ethan would never be the same, and Natalia's betrayal had left scars he would carry forever. But he had also found something, clarity. Natalia had taught him the dangers of manipulation, but she had also shown him the power of redemption. And as he stepped into the cool night air, Liam vowed to rebuild his life, this time with honesty and integrity.